and the slickest are the ways we communicate, the further we can go, yet the less we can appreciate them. And the very soul that is so much filled with aggressive rage can be filled with contemplative spirituality. Authenticity, at last, can only be measured by assessing the burden we experienced with our nature. And the artist producing electric noise and the artist contemplating the natural silence are placed in the same category while being two opposing creatures. And all the natural beauty ought to be dedicated to humans unable to manifest themselves other than with a particular mania. And self-discipline is like an armor confining us within it, yet enabling us to explore dangerous places. And as even a single word will be used to deconstruct us, let's not spare any of the ammunition we feel compelled to shoot. And as we establish the most Puritan settings, we'll soon find ourselves scavenging in our own trash. And step by step, we silently cover the entire universe science makes such a fuss to point at. And like rats, we only emerge from our holes, fearing that the cat had made it under the floor. And we shouldn't face the sublime nature with our social ugliness, but with the sublime within our human nature. And too often, artificially, we are told to act when nature tells us otherwise, and vice versa. And by scrapping the floor of the rich, we put up a dangerous attitude. While scrapping our own poor floor, we turn mild. And for all the power we may gain, there's nothing more paralyzing but to be at the center of attention. And most of the time they think we are observing them while we're only contemplating the light they reflect. And the more refined are our weapons, the more pervasive becomes our enemy, even the natural one. And the greatest danger lies in people's way of amplifying already existing moral structures or replacing them with new ideologies. And if we have acknowledged that technological movement produces dirt, we still haven't realized that the spiritual movement cleans it. And while our attempt to be immortal makes people dependent, we ought to make ourselves mortal to give others independency. And our compassion should not be for the old body that chooses to live, but for the old body forced to live, connected to a machine. And so much war is generated by the simple fact that the spiritual conceptions are not allowed to mature without interferences. And only by subtracting ourselves from the mechanism turning time into profit, we can convert life back to the spiritual. And only in a time of calamity we are able to distinguish our worldly passions from our spiritual passions and let go to the former. And the more we progress, the more what we discover becomes the only realm where what remains alive becomes acceptable. And the small stories that are erased by the bigger story are, in the long run, the most valuable to rescue. And the proliferation may be only a symptom that there is much scarcity ahead. And it is not the downfall nor the stagnation, but the moderate flow we ought to seek in all our humanness. And everything seems so much a distance when we only need to activate our nature to have it right at hand. And even if we're forced to scavenge in the urban environment, we shall devise a method to maintain our natural dignity. And in a time in which ideologies baptize us with technologies, we shall baptize ourselves with our own nature by fully immersing ourselves in it. And all we are preparing for really is a life on a ship away from our natural environment. And the key to adhere to a method over time is to be moderate, while it is not by adhering to the method that we ought to be more and more aggressive. And fanatic are those who are blind members of a particular society, and wise are those who fanatically abstain from it. And modern should be the medium with which we cross the environment, but since the environment is no longer intact, we ought to play ancient. And we now come to the paradox that we can truly do something for the public only within our private domain. And even by reaching universal common sense, our judgments will anyway be too extreme for the social sake. And sublime is the process of detaching the ordinary from the vulgar and uplifting it back to the natural. And we are all seeds fallen from a tree, and yet our germination no longer correspond to our access to the earth. And only by being humble we can subdue any form of hater, but for the predominant ones. And even if we are rooted by nature, it is a technological acceleration that uproots us. And we should keep rough with our virtues, as too delicate, too vicious they become. And our sensibility may be only the tip of all the good and evil experienced by our ancestors. And every race is supreme in its own way, yet denying its characteristic, it's a black circuit humanity will have to go through. And if habits turns us vicious, it is rituals that keeps us virtuous. And in our solar spirituality, we shall wait for bad things to decay and good things to ripe. And we either let others to mark the flow, or mark it ourselves and have a unique perception of it. And fussing about the ownership of capital is like fussing about the ownership of flowers, anyway doomed to decay. And we just repeat what we are told to repeat without really listening to what our suffocated will would like to say. and the philosophical substance can be hosted in the negative space created by vain aesthetics. And the more natures are different, the more governance ought to be broken apart before these natures get standardized. And the vicious cycle of getting hurt and hurting can only be healed through an artistic sacrifice. And when the magic of a light shining on us is overshadowed, the real magic becomes the light we can ourselves irradiate. And the more the social algorithm will be set to outsource nature under whatever circumstance, the more it will fail under an unprecedented natural circumstance. And we have reached the extreme paradox in which the one threat of the life of the bourgeois is life itself. And only by persevering our slow flow will keep on even after we, the engines, have long expired. And in our inability to work for the social capital, we can play with the natural capital and thus transmit a tradition to our offspring. And the very governance, the sick total control of its surviving members will have to struggle to keep them alive. And our love to something can only be measured with the time we are willing to spend taking care of it. And authorities are just the tip of icebergs placed in a pool refrigerated at the expenses of real icebergs. And at last, all that social clerks are doing is to recalibrate their company's algorithms to the new technological potential.